100 Word Stories.
Hello, everybody. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Oh, wait, no, gotta bring this up and there. Okay, so it's time for the weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And for once, I brought up the webpage with the topic for this week. Because it's a pick two and I can't remember the pick twos. So it's judge, delivery, your, lion, unicorn, cherry, incense, if. Man, I've got a drawer full of incense and I never light this stuff. God, I'm so late. How do you get around it? How do you get that part? I can get the treadmill in. I can get the buying plant-based foods and plants and vegetables. I can do all of that, and I'm not eating the nasty stuff and the this and the that. How? Just incense. I need to light incense. And just, because obviously I need to calm down. Anyway, you didn't come here to hear me ramble and rant. You want to hear stories. So let me go ahead and get the story started, and I'll come back to you later. All right?
Hey everyone, Liana here, trying to get back into the swing of things. Last year I kind of gave up on all my hobbies and have a late start for 2019, but I'm trying. For this week's challenge number 666, transmission, I have the following story titled, Add Insult to Injury, with music by bensound.com. Just because you have one talent, one skill, something no one else possesses, doesn't mean flaunt it. When people thought I was crazy for receiving alien messages directly to my brain, I was one in 10,000. When they figured out it was true, I was a one and only. The Belorgovic race had a lot to say to everyone, giving every country advice and assignments, and the world followed orders, all to make a safer, better place. Our own utopia. But in our desperation for that improved life, we, and really I, ultimately created complacency for an easy invasion.
Good evening, Lawrence, and it's another beautiful evening in Oklahoma. This is Jerry, and here's a 100-word story using two of the words you gave us, lion and unicorn. The lion and the unicorn were playing in the field behind the house yesterday, just before sunset. I know, because that is when I take my evening walks around the 2-acre wood. I get to talk with my imaginary friends then. I don't often see lions in this field, and I must admit that I have never seen a unicorn. My friends agree. Pooh Bear, Piglet, Eeyore, and Tigger tell me that they have not seen a unicorn here before. I must go back now, because if I don't, they will put me in that jacket that makes me hug myself. And just in case you want to know, the music at the start of this and throughout was called Choctaw Bingo. Shine, don't sell, you know he likes that money, he don't mind the sky.
Hey, Dwayne here, with another 100-word story. This week was a pick two, so I picked Judge and Incense. So here's my story. The judge walked back and forth between the two pedestals. On each stood a single stick of incense. He had paced steadily for hours. As he reached one stand, the defense stiffened and their eyes would bulge. As he approached the other, prosecutors would wipe the beads of sweat from their brow. All eyes would follow the judge back and forth. Back and forth. Well after midnight, the judge stopped, reached over and lit the incense before him. The whole room sighed in relief that it had finally been decided. It was the waiting and not knowing that was worst.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Raising the Dead. Judging by the placement of the lion, we know the lineage. And judging by the unicorn, we know the family. But the presence of the cherry gives us the royal personage, King Arthur, the deliverer of Lesser Britain, in the year 2516. Lost in the incest and peppermint of time, we call upon your noble name. Did anything happen, Bruce? Nah. Oh fuck, give me another parchment. Bruce tossed the previous page in the corner and removed another from the gilded oak table. Oh, a three-headed squid and a marmot. This looks promising, chimed the Archbishop of Canterbury. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 667 with a prompt of pick two. If you want to see the list, you have to go somewhere else. I'm not reading it for you. Anyway, here's my story. Bilbert waited for Roderick to leave before turning to Linoleum Amanda.
What? Are you mad at me?
She shrugged and looked away.
No, not mad. You shouldn't judge what I'm going to say before I speak. If you'd given me a chance, you'd see I wasn't going to tell your secret.
I'm sorry. I guess I panicked. He picked up Linoleum Amanda's cherry-red backpack, decorated with dancing unicorns and griffins, and handed it to her.
Thanks for standing by me.
She leaned close to him.
You can be sure. I'm not letting out the secret of my own private superhero.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
I signed up to Amazon Prime. I needed a service that would deliver on time, and according to my instructions. I'd tried other options in the past, but the sort of things I order, really can't be left with a neighbor. Not if you want to remain on good terms with them. Or for that matter, still have neighbors. Neither could I afford to have parcels thrown over fences. Or left unguarded on the porch. Unfortunately, Amazon suspended my account. Somehow, despite the ridiculous amount of packing materials, my lion escaped, whilst in the van, and ate the delivery driver.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The family of sheep grazed placidly. Their life was simple. They slept, they ate, they slept, and everything in between. It was a normal sheep life, except for that black one. There's always one who thinks he's different. The family rolled their eyes each time he tried to roar. The neighbor sheep laughed and called him your little lion. Mother sheep was absolutely furious. The day the neighbor sheep were taken away to be slaughtered, begging for mercy, the little lion roared. The human smiled and thought that was so cute and spared the family's life. Who's laughing now, huh? And this is my story for this week, told by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Good morning, Richard here. Here's my submission for the pick two with the topics lion and unicorn. It's called reality, not myth. Don't be too hard on me. It's not like I'm that dentist who shot Cecil the lion. In fact, I don't endorse the needless killing of any animals. Hell, if I didn't enjoy eating meat so much, I'd even consider becoming vegetarian. As long as I could still have bacon, and maybe steak, and chicken. But I'll make an exception for unicorns. Miserable, evil, smelly creatures. They deserve everything they get, and more besides. Mythical is too good for them. I wish they were all extinct. So, yes, I shoot unicorns. And dragons. Don't even get me started on dragons. There you go. I'm off now until next time. Goodbye.
Wonderful Land by John DeCleese. The scent of incense offered to nonsense was all that prevented Alice from being forced to judge between the lion and the unicorn in their fierce competition for possession of the laurels of the Kingdom of Hearts. Lovely Breeze, Your Majesty, provides a delivery to the scent of your cherry red roses, exceeding all by the splendor of Your Majesty's presence, said Alice, in the manner that her sister had taught her for kissing up to authority figures. Shall we have the cook make us some cherry tarts? Asked the king timidly. Off to Cookay, cried the queen.
Please check out my longer stories at www.piswick.net. That's PISWYCK.net.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
The men could smack Jill around and say the most horrible things, but when it was time to fuck, she had to be on top. They can't choke you that way, she told her pimp. The Russians came to town looking for a party. All the girls were there. One guy got carried away with a blonde kid from Omaha, his hands squeezing her throat, and Jill walked in on them. He shot them both. When the pimp buried their bodies in the woods, he threw in the kid, then Jill. Jill, always on top, he smirked.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories on that pick two topic. Oh man, good stuff this week. And welcome back to everyone who took a break, came back, Maybe you'll stay back. Maybe you'll take a break. It's okay. Take your time. Go be creative and do cool things, or if you got stuff to do, do that stuff. But the door is always open, and if you don't feel like coming in through the front door, you can come in through the back door, through the window. If you're Santa Claus, come down through the chimney. We have a chimney? It's okay. It's okay, man. I will see y'all next week when the topic is transmission, although there's going to be some stories during the week, whatever. I don't think y'all read them because I never see any comments on them. It's like, ooh. Well, I do see comments on them, but Ask-A-Met filters out the, hey, would you like to lose 50 pounds fast? Well, I've lost 82 so far. I mean, 50 would be gaining, I guess. Or it would be like starvation. Oh my God, my pancreas! I don't know. Anyway, one a day until the day I die.com. Thank you all for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.